I'm sorry, I'm late a bit. So, a lot late, not just a little. You have to put some more. Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Shruti Smruti. Namami. Om Athato Brahmajijnyasa Avagati Paryantam Jnanam Sanvachyaya Ichchaya Karma Phalavishayatvad Ichchaya. You see, Ichcha is always for Phala. Ichcha is always like that. So, here Phala is Avagati. So, Avagati Paryantam. So, jnanam, avagati paryantam jnanam. Avagati paryantam jnanam means a jnana which resolves in avagati. Jnana is the pramana, jnayate anena, it is jnanam. That is the karana vyutpatti. Therefore, jnanam is pramanam. And this pramana goes and resolves in the avagati, sakshatkara. And that avagati is the phalam. Phalavishayatva avagati paryantam jnanam sanvachyayah ichchayah karma phalavishayatvad ichchayah. So you see, whatever is the karma for ichcha becomes phalam for ichcha too. Like ichcha, ichcha desire? A desire what? So say, I desire a diamond, suppose. So what is the karma of the ichcha? Diamond. What is the phala of the ichcha? Diamond. So when it comes to ichcha, the vishaya and the phala merge. Anyway, so here ichchaya karma is avagati. Avagati paryantam jnanam means avagati reva. Avagati reva. The jnana which merges, which leads to the avagati. That is the karma and that is the ichcha. Okay. You see, jnanena hi pramanena avagantu mishtam brahma. Here you see, ichcha is there. The desire to know is there. Suppose, what you desire to know, that is called jnaya. Okay. Suppose it is separate from you. Jnaya is separate from you. Like some devata. In the context of Vedanta and Veda, there is a devata and you want to gain the devata. Gain the devata. Gaining the devata is same as gaining devata lokam. Like gaining Vishnu means you go to Vaikuntha and there Vishnu is other than you. So that is gaining Vishnu. And so when jnaya is other than you, there, ichcha, the desire to gain that jnaya, and then the jnana, there it is not jnanam in the normal sense of knowing. There jnana becomes upasana. And then jnana becomes a kriya. Therefore, ichcha, in association with a jnana kriya, which is called upasana rupa kriya, that will help you. Therefore, now it is a samuchaya. Ichcha jnana kriya samuchaya will help you in gaining the jnaya. And jnaya remains other than you. That is how normally it happens. But when ichcha is, when the jnaya is a swa, atma, the brahma, that you want to gain, you are going to gain it as atma only. And therefore, ichcha is not about something other than you. Ichcha is about the jnaya, which is a swa. In which case, ichcha, the jnana kriya will not be there. Because it is knowing, the process of knowing, the mechanical process of knowing. Then that becomes, jnana becomes pramana. Now, ichcha and jnana, they merge together. And ichcha, the jnana is the pramana now. And there is no kriya there. Always, upasana, which is also sometimes called jnanam, is considered a kriya. It is manasi kriya. Whereas knowing, even when it is a mechanical process of knowing, mechanical in the sense, you use the mind. Mind is a movement. That's why I call it mechanical process of knowing. In which case, it is not a kriya. therefore now there is no kriya. Ichha is not a kriya, and jnanam is also not a kriya. And now what is this jnanam? Ichha leads to jnanam, you know, ichha leads to jnanam. That jnanam is the pramana. What is the job of the pramana? The job of the pramana is only avidya nivrutti. It eliminates the darkness of ignorance. So Shankara says that Brahmavagatirhi purushartha nishesha samsara bija avidya dhyanarthani varhanat So here Brahma avagatihi, avagati paryantam jnanam, you know, avagati. Avagati is the sakshatkara. See, you just pay attention and have a lot of patience and also an open mind, okay? You know what you know and you have heard what you heard. Everybody heard Vedanta here. And Vedanta is not new to anybody, mostly. Therefore, you just have the open mind and listen. And then it is not that I have a formula for it to hand over to you. It never works like that. It is always a jijnyasa, mane vichara. You have to do vichara and continue with it. Okay, coming back to the point, this jnanam is the pramana. The word is like that. You should know that jnanam is different from pramana is not correct. Jnanam and pramanam are synonyms. So jnanena pramanena, he is giving this synonymous word to explain the word jnana. Jnayate anena iti jnanam. Premiyate anena iti pramanam. One and the same. So this jnana, which is the pramana, which is the means of knowing, so what is its job? It is generated by ichha. What is its job? Its job is not to bring Brahma. That is not the job of the vritti or the pramana. Brahma pramana janyam na. You should know that. Suppose Brahma pramana janyam, suppose you assume it like that, then what happens? Brahma becomes time bound. And the pramana is the mechanical process of knowing it is. And therefore, what it is encased in time. Any mechanical process of knowing, which is in the form of a thought, is always encased in time. Why? Because it is movement. You see, when there is no movement, there is no time. Time comes into the picture only when there is a movement. And if jnana is in the form of movement, it is in time. And therefore, the pramana, which is also called jnanam, which is in the form of a mind's modification in a particular way, if that generates Brahma, that Brahma will be time-bound. And also pramana-janyam. Brahma cannot be pramana janyam. In fact, you know what is Brahma? There is pramata, the one who operates the pramana and tries to know, or knows, that is the knower, and then prameya, the known, and then the means of knowing, that is pramana. This is called the triputi. The Brahma is the reality, it is the awareness in which the entire triputi shines. Pramana is pramana because of the awareness. Similarly, prameya, similarly, pramata. Therefore, the awareness is the background of pramatru, prameya, pramana, triputi. And awareness is the one which illuminates this triputi. And therefore, Brahma, pramana janyam, na. And then, what is the job of this pramana now? Jnanena. Pramanena ishtam brahma avagantum ishtam brahma. So it helps the pramana, it has a job to play, job to do in gaining the sakshatkara of the Brahma, you know. Jnanena pramanena brahma avagantum ishtam. Therefore, in the Brahma sakshatkara, the pramana is there as a tritiya vibhakti we are using. So what is the job it does? You have used it, tritiya vibhakti, which means karanam. It is a tool. So what is the job done by this tool called jnana with reference to Brahma? Brahma, is it pramana, బ్రహ్మ జనయతి, ప్రమాణం బ్రహ్మ జనయతి, ఇస్ ఇట్ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ టూల్? నో. దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది జాబ్ దిస్ టూల్ డస్? ఇట్ సో అవిద్య ఆది అనర్థ నిబర్హణాత్. దిస్ టూల్ ఆఫ్ ప్రమాణ ఇట్ ఎలిమినేట్స్ ది ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది బ్రహ్మ. వాట్ ఈస్ ది ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది బ్రహ్మ? ద బ్రహ్మ ది అదర్. యు సీ దిస్ ఐడియా దట్ బ్రహ్మ ఈస్ ది అదర్, దట్ అదర్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ది బ్రహ్మ. వై యూ హ్యావ్ దిస్ ఐడియా ఆఫ్ ది అదర్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ది బ్రహ్మ? దట్ ఈస్ ది భ్రాంతి, భ్రాంతి జ్ఞానం, యునో. ది అదర్న ది ఐడియా దట్ బ్రహ్మ ఈస్ ది అదర్ ఈస్ ది భ్రాంతి. అండ్ దిస్ భ్రాంతి ఈజ్ బోర్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ. దేర్ ఫోర్ బ్రహ్మ సంబంధి అవిద్య తజ్జన్య బ్రహ్మ సంబంధి అన్యత్వ రూపా భ్రాంతి. ఆల్ దట్ ఈజ్ ఎలిమినేటెడ్ బై దిస్ by this pramana. You see, I tell you how. Suppose this standard example of dashamastvamasi is there, and this person, he is searching for the dashama. You examine this illustration carefully. He is searching for the dashama, the tenth man. In fact, he is the tenth man, and he doesn't know that. He has to know the tenth man. That's why he is searching for the tenth man. The tenth man that he has to know is not a jnaya other than him. It is in fact a sva. That is the situation. But he doesn't know that. Because he doesn't know the tenth man, being himself, he doesn't know that. Therefore, he has this idea that the tenth man is anyaha. That's why he is always operating the mechanical process of knowing to know the tenth man as the other. But he happens to be the tenth man himself. That is the avidya, that he takes the avidya. He doesn't know the tenth man correctly, and hence he takes the tenth man to be the other. This is the avidya and tajanya bhrantihi. That is the situation. Now a Mahatma comes and says a statement. This gentleman, this person has some Shraddha on the Mahatma. Some Shraddha should be there. Why should I care for his word? Then it won't work. Some Shraddha must be there. And some attention also must be there. Not only Shraddha, attention also must be there. And his mind must be focused. All those Shamadama, etc. are in place. And now the other man says, Dashamastvamasi, he says. And so he hears this statement. And then immediately the mind, it captures the meaning of this statement. The mind understands. So he is telling something, I am just demonstrating to you. He is telling something about the tenth man whom I am searching, Dashamaha. And now he is telling Tvam Asi. Tvam Asi, I convert it into Ahamasmi. I have to do that process. That is the mind's job. When the mind hears Tvam Asi, immediately the mind tilts it as Ahamasmi. He is telling something about the Dashamaha, and he is now saying that I am the Dashama. This much understanding he gets. That understanding, it is the job of the mind. That is the Pramana. Okay, that is the Pramana. And that Pramana takes, what is the job of that Pramana, you know? It knocks off the Anyatva Bhranti. That's all. That is its job. The Anyatva Bhranti, the tenth man, is the other. That Bhranti is knocked off by listening to this Vakya. Therefore, Shravanam, and so Jnana Vrutti, or call it Jnanam, or call it Pramanam, all same. And that has done a job. What is the job done by that? It has eliminated the Anyatva Bhranti, born out of the avidya, ignorance of the tenth man. Once the Anyatva Bhranti is eliminated, now he knows. The aha moment happens. And so what is this aha moment? That is the avagati. What is this avagati? You cannot describe it. You cannot describe it. You can only feel it. You cannot describe it. But you can describe it in a way. You know what is the avagati there? I tell you what is avagati. అవగతి ఈజ్ అన్యత్వభ్రాంతి నిబర్హణ. నిబర్హణ ఇస్ నాశ. అన్యత్వభ్రాంతి నిబర్హణ జనిత అన్యత్వభావన అభావ ఉపలక్షిత ఆత్మచైతన్యమేవ అవగతి. సో దేర్ వాజ్ ఎన్ అన్యత్వ భ్రాంతి, ది డెల్యూషన్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది అదర్ దట్ కవర్స్ అప్ ది ఆత్మచైతన్యం. ఓకే, దట్ భ్రాంతి. నౌ దిస్ వృత్తి ఆర్ ది ప్రమాణ కమ్స్ అండ్ నాక్స్ ఆఫ్ ది అన్యత్వ భ్రాంతి. అండ్ వెన్ ది అన్యత్వ భ్రాంతి ఈస్ నాక్డ్ ఆఫ్, వాట్ ఈస్ లెఫ్ట్? అభావ. టేక్ ఇట్ లైక్ దట్. అభావ ఆఫ్ వాట్? అన్యత్వ భ్రాంత్యభావ. Therefore, now, do you have shunyam there? No. That abhava is there. Abhava, the anyatva bhranti nibarhana, that is the nasha. That nasha is not shunyam. That nasha is upalakshakam. It is that nasha leads into your own swarupa. That is all that nasha will do. Therefore, here there are two things. You have to understand that the job of the pramana is to create abhava, and that abhava upalakshayati vastu. That's all. Abhava upa samipe sthitva lakshayati. In Hindi, lakhata hai. Therefore, once the anyatva bhranti is gone, what is left now? There is anyatva bhranti. The anyatva bhranti is gone. What is left now? Shunya. No, not shunya. Anyatva bhranti shunya upalakshita atma chaitanyam is left. That is the avagatihi. Now, this anyatva bhranti nibarhana upalakshita atma chaitanyam, was it there before bhranti nasha or not? It was there. Before Bhranti Nasha also it was there. It was not created newly by the Pramana. It was always there. Only thing is, you are not aware of it because it is covered by the Anyatva Bhranti. And therefore the job of the Pramana is only this much, to eliminate the Anyatva Bhranti. Okay? That is the Dashamastvamasi. The same thing happens in the case of Tattvamasi also, which is the Brahma Sakshatkara. The human being, all his life, he is searching for the truth. And only thing is, he is searching for it outside of him, with the pakka notion, well-entrenched notion, that the truth is other than himself. That is how he is searching. And now the Upanishad comes and says, Tattvamasi. Tat is the truth. Tat means the truth. I am looking for that. Therefore, immediately I understand tat. Then tvamasi, so I have cognized the expression tat and I know its meaning also. One part of the statement. And the other part of the statement is automatically converted to tvamasi, converted to ahamasmi. All that has to be done. When you say tvam, I understand it as aham. That is the job of the pramana. And so ahamasmi. Therefore, tat, the Brahma for which I am searching all my life, I am that. That ahamasmi, Brahma ahamasmi, aham brahmasmi, it just knocks off the anyatva bhranti. And once the anyatva bhranti is knocked off, what remains is Brahma. Okay, in that way, the pramana which knocked off the anyatva bhranti has generated the Brahma? No. It did not generate the Brahma. Brahma was always there, timelessly there. Therefore, when it comes to Brahma, any element of time cannot touch Brahma. Only when it comes to avidya and tajjanita bhranti, which are always time-bound, and therefore a pramana which is born in time can eliminate this time-bound ajnana and the bhranti. That is the job. This is also said by guna guneshu vartante. Like, so the gunas operate on the gunas. So pramana, it is in the gunas and it operates on the gunas. So the sattva negates the rajas and tamas. Similarly, guna guneshu, Brahma, Atma, is not connected with either of the gunas. That's why even it is similar to that. That's why I brought that point of gunas. You see, tamo guna, how to overcome tamo guna? By rajo guna. Avidyaya mrutyunte ertva, vidyaya mrutam ashnute. So avidya is the karma, that is the rajo guna. Mrutyu is the tamo guna. So with the tamo, with rajo guna, you overcome tamoguna, and then what about rajoguna? With sattvaguna, you overcome sattvaguna. Then how to overcome sattva? You have to become gunatita. Sattvam sattvena jayet. So you cannot say sattvam, so gunatita atmana jayet. No. Atma is not involved in overcoming the gunas. Atma is atma. And sattvam sattvena jayet, like that means you abide in the sattva. When you abide in the sattva, while eliminating rajas and tamas, it will eliminate itself also. This is the example. The pramana is compared to the pramana. That is a small illustration. But coming back to the point, the pramana, so brahma avagantumishtam jnanena pramanena. That jnana, which is the pramana, is compared by Ramana Maharshi with that stick which is used to stoke the pyre, you know, the cremating pyre. So a stick is used to stoke the fire. And when the entire body is burnt to ashes because of such a stoking, the stick you don't carry it home. You throw it into the fire. Similarly, this pramana, which is jnana, once it destroys the ajnana janita bhranti, it also resolves. It also vanishes. It won't sit there. It vanishes. Once it vanishes, what is left is not shunyam. Shunyavadis say what is left is shunyam. We say what is left is not shunyam, what is left is purnam. And therefore, the aha moment, I will demonstrate the aha moment to you. It is like I am searching for Brahma. Okay, even when coming to the study of Vedanta, we are searching for Brahma. That's why we came here. We started Brahma Jijnasa. In doing so, you see, instinctively you are looking for the other. Brahma, Brahma, Brahma. You are looking for the other. Then you are asked to maintain the mind pure and develop vairagya. Don't get attached to the things of the world. Viveka, learn to discriminate between the real and the unreal. Shamadamadi, maintain that attention. That complete attention you maintain. Keep the mind quiet. Now, when that purity of the interior is in place, then what happens, you know, the statement is given, Tattvamasi. And then immediately I see that what I am searching for, that is the Brahma. What is the Brahma that I am searching for? Chetanam Brahma. And what kind of Chetanam Brahma? So, Desha Kala Vastu Paricheda Rahita Chetana Brahma, that is what I am searching for. And in fact, my heart is so pure that the mind, it is not able to put any upadhi, act as an upadhi for that chaitanyam, because the mind has become desireless, and therefore desire upadhi is gone. The mind has become fearless, fear upadhi is gone, all negative thoughts are gone. In that mind, this vakya comes. And immediately, the mind is able to capture the vision. Oh, what I am searching for is not other than myself. Immediately, the vritti has done its job and the vritti resolves. I abide in my swarupa. That is the aha moment. That way only it happens. Therefore, what I have done is, here the discussion, so I have incorporated the pramana. I have not set it aside. I have incorporated the pramana, and also I have shown the job that I means not I, the bhashyakara. The job that is being done by the pramana also he has shown. Thereby he has given the required place for the shastra. under the pramana. Shastra is outside, but then it comes inside, then it becomes a pramana. When the shastra comes inside, it becomes a pramana. And as a pramana, its job is not to create Brahma or do anything about Brahma. It cannot do anything about Brahma. It cannot even touch Brahma. Brahma is asanga. It can only do one job, namely eliminate the cover. And once the cover is eliminated, there you have the discovery. That is how you have to understand. To put it slightly differently, you see, when you are searching for Brahma, the idea is somehow that instinctive separate, instinctive otherness, you keep it and you are searching for it. And then the Shastra tells you Tattvamasi, then immediately you get the Sakshatkara. What is the Sakshatkara, you know? The Sakshatkara is Aham Brahmasmi, that is the Sakshatkara. Means Atmanaha Brahmatvam, that is the Avagamyate, that is the Sakshatkara. Atmanaha Brahmatva Rupa Sakshatkara. Atmanaha Brahmatvam Nama Kim? Atmanaha Brahmatvam Nama, Atmanaha Purnatvam. That is what it is. And therefore it is not a difficult thing anymore. You see, as long as you assume that Atma is here, Brahma is elsewhere, Atma is small, Brahma is big, with this kind of instinctive separateness, otherness, when you are searching, looking for Brahma, that Brahma remains at a distance. But when Tattvamasi acts upon you and it knocks off that basic ignorance, which is, the ignorance is at the level of the genetic code of the brain cells. That idea of otherness is gone up to the genetic code level of the DNA or the brain cells. And that is preventing your Sakshatkara. And this Vakya, it knocks off that Bheda Buddhi. And immediately, you know what kind of Sakshatkara you will have? Atmanaha Purnatvam Sakshat Kriyate. You know how that Sakshatkara will be? I cannot describe it in positive terms. It cannot be indescribable. But you can be that. But you cannot describe it. Yato vacho nivartante. You can be that. How you would be that, you know? All ideas of limitation that you had about yourself will be totally eliminated, annihilated. No sense of limitation will be left in you. And you feel no sense of limitation. You feel no sense of duality. You feel no sense of desha kalpana. What is the desha kalpana? I have to go to heaven. I am here, I have to go to heaven. That kind of desha kalpana is totally knocked off. No sense of kala kalpana. Kala kalpana is janma marana. I was born, I am going to die, then I will take another life. The transmigration of the soul, that is the kala kalpana, that is totally gone. And then no sense of desha kalpana. What is the desha kalpana? I am born in this manushya yoni, the human body, and in the next birth, I don't know which yoni I will get, deva yoni or tiryag yoni, pasu yoni, what yoni I will get. That is the vastu kalpana, vastu paricheda. Therefore, desha kalpana, kala kalpana, padartha kalpana, all these kalpanas which are that adishabdena, all these kalpanas which are a product of ajnana are totally knocked out. And therefore, you will not have any sense of born and going to die and taking birth again, or any sense of I have to go to heaven and be something other than that there, or any sense of presently I am down, in future I will be better. So all these ideas that are lingering in the mind, restricting oneself, tying down oneself to those bhrantis, all of them are in one shot knocked off. And now you are free from every conceivable kalpana which falls into the categories of Desha, Kala, Vastu. And therefore, Desha, Kala, Vastu, Paricheda, you do not feel. That is the Purnatvam. That is the only way to describe that Purnatvam. You do not feel any sense of limitation. You see, a Dvaiti who was talking so much of Dvaita, he was asked by a Mahatma, you see, you are talking so much of that Dvaitam duality, this and that. In sleep you don't feel it. Even in the waking state, when you are meditating, you don't feel it. When between two thoughts, while the thought is on, you feel the Dvaitam, the duality. In between two thoughts, in that state of thoughtlessness, you don't feel duality. And when in meditation, when you make the mind quiet and remain thoughtless, na kinchidapi chintayet, as said in Gita, you don't feel duality. Your duality is entirely standing on the foundation of thought. That is your duality. And in that avagati, the foundation of the thought, which is the foundation of duality, is totally negated. That is the ajnana thought. It is negated by the jnana thought, the pramana vritti. It is negated. Then the pramana vritti lingers there. It won't linger. Having negated the ajnana vritti, the pramana vritti will vanish itself. Therefore, you abide in your swarupa. Then what is moksha? You see, ajnana nivurti or anyatva bhranti nivurti upalakshita atma chaitanyameva moksha ichuchyate. Moksha anedi peru, the name given to atma chaitanyam. What kind of atma chaitanyam? The atma chaitanya which is upalakshita. You see, this upalakshita, you have to understand. Suppose you have krodham, anger. And therefore, in the mind there is no shanti. It is all ashanti. Okay? Now, you work on that anger and you process it. And then the krodha is gone. Now, what is left now? What is left? I tell you what is left. Shanti is left. What is that shanti? You tell me what is that shanti? You cannot describe it. You can only call it krodha bhava upalakshita atma chaitanyam. That is the only name you can give to it. Okay? Then there is a desire in the mind. Therefore you are disturbed. Now you process the desire and give up. Now what remains now? You remain. You, what kind of you remain now? Kama abhava upalakshita atma chaitanya swarupam shishyate. That alone. Therefore, you cannot describe what remains. You can only tell the process by which what remains remains. So kama is the aberration. And you eliminate kama. Therefore, earlier there was kama. Now what is? Kamasya abhavaha. But then it is shunya. No, it is not shunya. The abhava of the kama, it points out to a reality. That is the reality. That's all. You say something more of that reality. I cannot say something more of that reality. It is kama bhavopalakshita atma chaitanyam. It is anyatva brahmanaha anyatva bhavana ya vartate. Tasyaha abhavaha yaha bhavati, tena abhavena ya yad atma chaitanyam upalakshyate, sa tad atma chaitanyam eva moksha iti kathyate. That is what it is. Another name for moksha, atma only called moksha. That's why Shankara, that is the purushartha, brahmavagatirhi purushartha. And what is the purushartha there? You see, you look at that vakya, he is not presenting the purushartha, which is the moksha, as some positive gain. He is not presenting it that way. He is presenting it as nishesha samsara bija avidyadhyanartha nibarhanat, that brahmavagati. You please explain that brahmavagati for us. You see, whatever seed of samsara is there, What is the seed of samsara? Desha buddhi. You assume yourself to be limited by desha. Assume yourself to be limited by kala. Assume yourself to be limited as a padartha. And then you have kama, krodha, lobha, moha. So these are the samsara bijas. And all those bijas are now totally destroyed. Nibarhana, the idea of fire is included there. The fire destroys the seed, destroys its capacity to sprout again. So similarly, Nibarhanam Sarvanash Hogaya, all the ajnana and all the vrittis that are products of ajnana, everything is destroyed totally. And what remains is Brahma. Then unless you destroy the ajnana, Brahma cannot come into its own wrong. Even when ajnana is there, Brahma is, now also is. Therefore, you should know that pramana cannot touch Brahma. Then only Brahma can be called aprameya. Otherwise, you cannot call it aprameya. Okay? Tasmat Brahma vijijnyasitavyam. Therefore, we should make an effort to know Brahman. So Shankara says, here Ratra Prabha says, Jnanam vrittihi, avagatihi tatphalam. Iti bhedaha. Okay. One more argument. Tatpunar Brahma. Prasiddham aprasiddham vasyad. You see, that Brahma, is it well known or not well known? Suppose it is well known, you need not do jijnyasa. What is there to do jijnyasa? Vicharaha, you need not do. Suppose it is not known at all, then also you cannot do vichara. Because to do vichara, you can only do vichara about something that you know. You cannot do vichara about something that you do not know. Okay? So, therefore, he is raising a kind of a question in which he argues that there cannot be any vichara. That is the argument. You see, I tell you, this kind of arguments, questions are raised. You see, suppose I say, the ego is not good, so you work on it, you should become egoless. Suppose I say, then you say, who has to become egoless? I have to become egoless. But the one who has to become egoless is the ego. And so by the time you become egoless, that ego has become egoless, therefore there is ego. Therefore egolessness is not possible. How is this argument? Therefore you want to maintain your ego. That kind of argument it is. That kind of argument. Self-defeating argument. We should not enter into such arguments. Shankara is showing it for fun of it. So, yadi prasiddham na jijnyasitavyam. So, if Brahma is very well known, then there is no need for jijnyasa. It is another varnaka. Punashyabdha varnaka antaradyotanartham, he says. The varnaka changes. Means one small part of the entire adhikarana is over. Another part is beginning. Punaha. Okay. Then you see Brahma, Vedanta Vichara we started. Before starting the Vedanta Vichara, do you know Brahma or not? Suppose you know. Then you need not do vichara about it, because vichara is needed for something which is not known. I am saying it from Ratna Prabha. Suppose vichara need not be done. Vichara has to be done only when there is ajnana, and that ajnana has to be removed. But you know Brahma, therefore there is no ajnana, therefore there is no need to remove the ajnana, therefore you need not do vichara. Atha prasiddham naiva shakyam jijnyasutumiti. Suppose you say, no, Brahma, I don't know. When you don't know, then how can you do vichara of something that you don't know? So, you see, ajnatasya uddesha yogat. Vichara is always about something. And suppose there is a thing which is altogether unknown to you. How can you do a vichara about something which is unknown to you. So there cannot be any vichara. Uchyate. That is the Purvapaksha. Therefore, the reply is given to that. You see, Narada Maharshi goes to Sanat Kumara, asking, I want to know Atma. He says, Atma there. Brahma or Atma, one and the same. So, why do you want to know Atma suddenly? What happened to you? No, I heard something about Atma. What is it that you have heard about Atma? Atma with Shokam Tarati. The one who knows Atma will cross this ocean of sorrow. That means what? Narada Maharshi is also within the ocean of sorrow. And he heard from somewhere that one who knows the Atma crosses the ocean of sorrow. Now I want to know Atma. Therefore, he knew just enough about Atma to go and seek the full details of Atma. Something he knew about Atma. Something he should know. Then he has to go and seek the full knowledge about Atma, right? So similarly, we know something about Brahma. We are hearing this Brahma all the time. And also in the Upanishads, etc., Brahma is called Sachidanandam Brahma, that also we have heard. And Brahma is Sarva Jagat Karanam, that also we have heard. And even Tattvamasi we have heard, that Brahma is none other than the Atma. All this we have heard about the Brahma. Therefore, some kind of a general idea about the Brahma is there. This is called Samanya Jnanam. But how come that my innermost self is the same as the Sarva Jagat Karanam Brahma? That kind of a detailed appreciation of the Brahma we don't have. Therefore, Samanya Jnanam is enough to generate Jijnyasa, that Ichha to know. And based on that Ichha, you continue, you pursue to a Vichara. And that Vichara gives you the Vakya Jnanam. And when the mind is ripe, when the mind doesn't put any more obstacles, this Vakya Jnanam, like Dashamastvamasi Vakya Jnanavat, it will eliminate this idea of the otherness of the Brahman. And you become free. You see, I tell you, this kind of freedom, you need not wait for it to happen in future. You should not. Like, for example, you have a habit of worshipping God as the other. Now you change that immediately, you change it. You cannot continue it like that. Now you, even if you have to look, that's why I told the in the other camp also, I told any number of times, whenever you are worshipping God, standing before Ishvara, though apparently outside, you have to tell yourself that Ishvara, who is apparently outside, is indeed in my heart as the innermost reality of my own self. You have to tell yourself like that. Otherwise, suppose with all your enthusiasm you are worshipping God as the other, then your Vedanta study has no meaning. Means you are not interested in doing the vichara in a right way. And you are doing it some kind of a ritual. And then you do a Vedanta vichara here, Tattvamasi vichara, and then go outside and start a ritual of worshipping God for the fulfillment of a desire. That kind of a contradiction, it doesn't help. And here you come to the class, like 13th chapter Gita. Yapashyate tathātmānam akartāram sapashyati. One who knows Atma is akarta, he alone knows. All that class you listen to very seriously and then close the book and then you pick up a kāmya karma and with the sense of kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam, you do the kāmya karma. This kind of contradiction, it just doesn't help. It only proves the point that you really do not want that freedom. You want to remain in bondage. You don't want that freedom. That's why you remain in bondage. Suppose you want freedom. Now you get it. Now you get it. Like desirelessness. When desirelessness? Later or now? Now. Now you become desireless. And now you become fearless. And now you look at that sense of otherness, Brahma Bhinnam, Aham Alpaha, Aham, I am small, I am limited, I was born, I will die, I will take birth again, next birth, I should get a better birth. So when you are holding on to this much of a conviction, the Brahma remains other only. You will look at Brahma as the other only. So you want to remain in darkness, who can help? You see, I heard a song, it's some Urdu song, some ghazal. मैं तो बहुत लोगों को पानी से ऊपर उठाया, बट जो पानी से ऊपर उठना नहीं चाहता है, इसको मैं कैसे उठा सकता हूँ? Like that there is a song. I wish I remember that. I don't remember. So like that, we don't want to come out of our duality. We want to remain in duality, and we want to keep the Brahma as the other. And that's why the pramana, whatever you call it, it doesn't work. So you have to work on it. And now and here you have to work. So like tirtha, tirtha is there. You should be able to say to yourself, atma tirtham param tirtham. The tirtha which is atma chaitanyam, that is the tirtha. Idam tirtham iti brahmyanti tamasa janaha. It is not for me. For me, atma tirtham param tirtham. I say it and I stay with it. You do it now. Who stopped you? Except yourself. So a philosopher said, I found out my enemy and that is myself. So like that. Therefore, this anyatvam, you want it that way. Therefore, it remains that way. Otherwise, this moment you can get rid of it. Anyway, so atha aprasiddhan naiva shakyam jijnyasutumiti. That kind of contradiction one can have. Therefore, it is not possible to do Brahma vichara. Uchyate astitavat brahmam nitya shuddha buddha mukta svabhavam sarvajnyam sarvashakti samanvitam astitavatu means prasiddham tavat ityarthaha. Brahma is prasiddham. It's not that Brahma is sitting somewhere. That is not the idea. There asti means prasiddham ityarthaha. Brahma astipadasya prasiddhi paratvat. So asti means it is prasiddham. It is well known. How do you well known? You see, the Ratna Prabhakara explains it. In Shruti and also in Brahma Sutras and in Gita, etc., the word Brahma is being used. Okay? And now it is assumed that you know a little Sanskrit. And Brahma, it comes from the dhatu bruhi vruddhau. It is a noun derived from the dhatu bruhi vruddhau. Therefore, Brahma gets the immediate meaning of mahatvam, the big. Brahma is the bigness. And how much bigness? Limitless bigness. That mahatvam is limitless. Why limitless? You see, suppose you add one word for the big. Big, big mosquito. Suppose you say. Even a big mosquito is smaller than a cockroach. Okay? So this mosquito has put a limitation to that bigness. Suppose you say big cockroach. Even a big cockroach is smaller than a rat. A big cockroach is smaller than a small rat. Right? Therefore, by adding the word cockroach, you have limited the bigness. Suppose you say bigger. Then it is bigger than something else, but something else could be bigger than this. So that ER is also comparative degree also puts a limitation. Similarly, superlative degree also puts a limitation of its own. Biggest means it could be one of the biggest. It brings in a limitation. The moment the comparison comes into the picture, it brings in a limitation. Now what you have done with Brahma, you have taken that bruhi vruddhav dhatu and derived a noun without any additional element to restrict that bigness. Simply you say the bigness, you say. Once you say the bigness, that is the noun coming from bruhi vruddhav. Once you say the bigness, immediately there is no reason to put a limitation to that bigness. You don't see any limiting element around it. Therefore you have to conclude that it is niravadhika mahatvam. It is a boundless bigness. That much you have arrived at. And also in Shruti, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, Anantapada is there. Therefore that only strengthens this thinking, that niravadhika mahat Brahma. Then once you say the bigness, which has no limited, unlimited bigness, once you arrive at that, that too supported by the expression Ananta, etc., now you think, what is it that restricts a thing? What are the elements that bring in a restriction, that bound a given thing? What are the elements that bound? They are three. Desha, kala and vastu. So desha binds and restricts. Kala restricts, vastu restricts. Like table is there, chair is there. Where table is, chair is not. Where chair is, table is not. This is the zeroth law of thermodynamics. Two objects cannot exist at the same place, at the same time. So that kind of a limitation, vastu limitation. So these are the three limitations that are possible in this universe. There is no fourth, only three limitations. And therefore, Brahma being niravadhika mahat, boundless big, so Brahma is that reality which is free from desha, kala, vastu, paricheda. All of this you know in a general way. All this description, I'm noticing it. I described the Brahma to you for the last 5 minutes. By now, you must have got an idea of something very great, certainly other than you. That is the way I have described. You have known or not? That is the way I have described. That is, you are instinctively looking at a reality which is other than you. Okay? Now should you do jijnasa or not? You should. Why? To know that it is not other than you. Therefore jijnasa kartavya. And also it is Brahma. A few more things you can get in general terms, like nitya shuddham, the timelessly pure. Shuddhatvam is avidyadi dosha shunyatvam. You see, the otherness is the bhranti jnana born out of avidya. They are not there for the Brahma. In Brahma, that avidyadi dosha are not there. Then where are they? In the mind they are there. That means what, you know? The mind is ignorant. The mind acquires pramana. The mind gets enlightened. Okay? It is the mind which is ignorant, and it is the mind which knows better, which gets enlightened. Brahma remains Brahma before, after, all the time. That's why, suppose it is the pramana which goes and operates upon Brahma and pulls Brahma into the light of knowledge, then Brahma becomes a prameya. But aprameyata of the Brahma cannot be maintained. And also that Brahma becomes other than you also. Like by doing this ritual or by doing that worship or by doing this bhakti, the God who is other than you will come into your focus. Now what happened? The God has become a kind of a thing that is brought and put before you by a given tool. That is not very great for even God also. Suppose some other bhakta will do better job, then the God will be pulled there. He will not come to you. So God other than Atma leads to intractable contradictions. అండ్ సో నిత్య శుద్ధ ఇట్ ఈస్ దెన్ బుద్ధత్వం వై బుద్ధ బ్రహ్మన్న దివ్య ఐ హ్యావ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ 5 minutes ఐ హ్యావ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఐ వాజ్ నోటీసింగ్ ది రియాక్షన్ ఆల్సో ఇట్ సౌండ్స్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ ఎ హ్యూజ్ థింగ్ బీయింగ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ అండ్ దట్ ఎనీ హ్యూజ్ థింగ్ ఈజ్ జడ జనరలీ సో దిస్ బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ హ్యూజ్ ఆల్ రైట్ బృహత్ నిరవధిక మహత్ బట్ నాట్ జడ ఇట్ ఈస్ చైతన్యం ఇట్ ఈస్ నిత్య బుద్ధత్వం అండ్ దెన్ నిత్య ముక్త మీన్స్ ఈవెన్ వెన్ యూ థింక్ దట్ యువర్ బౌండ్ బంధకాలే అపి బంధ నాస్తి బ్రహ్మణి బంధాభావ దట్ ఇస్ ది ఐడియా ఆఫ్ నిత్య ముక్తత్వం అండ్ దెన్ సర్వజ్ఞం దెన్ సో నిత్య శుద్ధ బుద్ధ ముక్త స్వభావం దట్ ఇస్ ది నిర్గుణ బ్రహ్మ ఓకే నౌ బ్రహ్మ లెట్ అస్ మేక్ ఇట్ సగుణం యు నో వాట్ ఇస్ ది సగుణం సర్వజ్ఞం దట్ ఇస్ ది సగుణ బ్రహ్మ సర్వం జానాతి సర్వశక్తిమత్ దట్ ఈస్ సగుణం బ్రహ్మ దేర్ ఫార్ బ్రహ్మ సగుణమపి ప్రసిద్ధం నిర్గుణమపి ప్రసిద్ధం సర్వజ్ఞం సర్వశక్తిమత్ సగుణ బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ ప్రసిద్ధ నిర్గుణ బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ప్రసిద్ధ నౌ హౌ మెనీ బ్రహ్మాస్ ఆర్ దేర్ నౌ ఓన్లీ వన్ బ్రహ్మ బట్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నిర్గుణ ఫ్రమ్ అనదర్ స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సగుణ ఓన్లీ ది స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ డిఫర్స్ వెన్ యూ డు నాట్ బ్రింగ్ సర్వ ఇన్ టు అకౌంట్ దట్ ఈస్ నిర్గుణ బ్రహ్మ వెన్ యూ నీడ్ టు అకౌంట్ ఫర్ సర్వ దేర్ ఈస్ సర్వ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు అకౌంట్ ఫర్ దట్ సర్వ దెన్ ద బ్రహ్మ బికమ్స్ సగుణ యు హ్యావ్ టు మేక్ ది బ్రహ్మ సగుణ ఐ మీన్ టు అకౌంట్ ఫర్ ది సర్వ నాట్ దట్ నిర్గుణ బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ నౌ కన్వర్టెడ్ ఇన్ టు సగుణ బ్రహ్మ నో జస్ట్ టు అకౌంట్ ఫర్ ఓన్లీ దట్స్ వై భాష్యకర హీ హాస్ పుట్ ది ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ బోత్ సగుణ అండ్ నిర్గుణ దేర్ బ్రహ్మశబ్దస్య హి వ్యుత్పాద్యమానస్య నిత్యశుద్ధత్వాదయోర్థాః ఆల్ దట్ ఐ హావ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ హీ బికాస్ ఈవెన్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మశబ్ద యు ఫైండ్ ఇట్స్ డెరివేషన్ నిత్యశుద్ధ నిత్యబుద్ధ ఆల్ దోస్ మీనింగ్స్ దే అరైవ్ ఎట్ సో నిర్గుణ బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ పుట్ ఇన్ ప్లేస్ బృహతేర్ధాతోః అర్థానుగమాత్ బికాస్ ది వర్డ్ బ్రహ్మ ఇట్ ఫాలోస్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది ధాతు బృహ బృహవృద్ధౌ దట్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది ధాతు దట్ ఈస్ ఫాలోడ్ బై ది వర్డ్ బ్రహ్మ therefore as it gets the meaning from the dhatu all these ideas of brahma being nitya shuddha buddha mukta nitya shuddha buddha mukta swabhava it comes out of that derivation you see bruhate that is the stipa nirdesha for the dhatu ik nirdesha stipa nirdesha buddha ik stipau dhatu nirdeshe that is the vartika vartika it is yeah then this brahma one more tremendous statement bhashyakara makes sarvasya atmatvachya sarvasya atmatvachya brahma astitva prasiddhi you see in the time of shankara these 2 points I make and conclude at the time of shankara whosoever studied upanishad they are all advaitis sarve upanishadaha advaitana eva at the time of shankara that was how it is this jaimini shivaraswami kumarala bhatta otherwise kapila acharya etc they are not upanishada they follow their own tantra whosoever studied upanishad they are called upanishadaha సో ఉపనిషదం అధీతే ఇది ఔపనిషద సో అధీతే ఇచ్చస్మిన్ అర్థే తద్ధిత ప్రత్యయ సో హూసో ఎవర్ స్టడీస్ ఉపనిషత్ హీ అండర్స్టూడ్ బ్రహ్మ యాజ్ ఆత్మా ఓన్లీ ద అద్వైత టుడే దట్ స్టేట్మెంట్ డజంట్ జెల్ వెల్ హీ మేడ్ ఇట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సంథింగ్ లైక్ వెన్ శ్రీకృష్ణ వాజ్ టీచింగ్ గీత దేర్ వాజ్ నో శైవ వైష్ణవ భేద And in the Indian society, there were no Christians and Muslims and other religions. All were Hindus only. And they were not called Hindus also. When Sri Krishna was teaching Gita. So, today Upanishad is disturbed. It is explained by some Advaitis and some Dvaitis also. Therefore, so you cannot say today, Brahma is well known as Atma for everybody. You cannot say that statement today. Because there are so many other Dvaitis who subscribe to the Upanishad saying that Brahma is other than Atma. So that statement can apply only to Shankara's time. You have to understand. So he says it is so well known among the students of Upanishads that Brahma is indeed Atma. This is one point I wanted to say before concluding. The second point is you have to search for the truth. You have to search. That must be there in person's life. Otherwise, you will make some money and enjoy a few bhogas and do a few rituals and be done with it. That is the end of life. The life gets wasted. Human life should not be wasted with that much. There must be the search for the truth. The another name for truth is God. Truth is God. Another name is real. What is truth is real and what is real is truth and that is God. There must be search for the God. Now where will you search for God? In idam you will search or in aham you will search? Suppose you search for God in idam, that God becomes a drishya, jada, vikari, nashvara. You cannot search for God in idam. You have to search for God in aham only. Even today, where so much dualistic thoughts are around, even today, if you want to search for God really, you have to search for God in aham only. This is the reason why, even when you go to temple, you do namaskar, say Shiva or Vishnu, and you tell yourself, you visualize that Vishnu, who is apparently outside, is not really outside, it is in myself, he is in my heart as the innermost self. You have to tell yourself like that. Then only the Ishvara Darshanam in a temple will move you towards the vision of Advaita. So I took a little more time because I came late. Om Purnamidam. Purnamidam.